Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Today's sermon came to me last September when I ended up on my back in the hospital because of COVID. I could not believe how sick and fatigued I got by this genetically engineered communist Wuhan, China, CCP bioweapon that has ravaged our nation along with many others since the winter of 2020. I appreciate the on-duty ER doctor and nurses for their swift response to my very low blood oxygen level. They are ever in my prayers and thoughts. I recovered quickly after receiving the monoclonal antibody infusion like so many others treated with this similar product. You doctors and nurses who truly care about the recovery of your patients are well deserving of the title heroes. May the Lord richly reward you now and in the age to come. But may the Lord recompense evil to those hypocrites, liars, and bumbling idiotic fools in Washington, D.C., the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the wicked vaccine manufacturers who love the praises of men, the love of titles, the padding of their pockets, which is the love of money, the root of all evil. Remember, you white-collar extortionists, depopulation fanatics, and goons at the FBI, CIA, and Justice Department, One day your corpse will go to the grave and you will meet your Maker and experience the terror of the Lord, for He will remember the terror you imposed upon the unsuspecting and innocent human beings in your lifetime. Read about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 and read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. The Bible says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. All the gold and silver on earth will not buy you out of the torment of hell and the lake of fire. 60 million helpless babies slaughtered in the womb cry out to God from the grave. Their voices resonate in the ear of the Almighty. And be sure He knows your diabolical plans to eliminate millions of others with these forced injections of dangerous mRNA spike proteins, synthetic metallic nanoparticles, and who knows what else they are lacing these injections with. You think I'm angry? Wait until these reprobates stand in front of the Lord Almighty. Read the second psalm to get a glimpse of the Lord's wrath toward the atheistic, God-hater world leaders and their henchmen. The Lord gave me this message entitled, "Where is God?" because I have been frustrated with the continual moral deterioration of our nation decade after decade after decade, no matter all the efforts conservative patriots and fundamental Christian leaders have accomplished to sound the alarm and trumpet the call for our nation and her churches to repent. To no avail. The political process and moral standards continually erode away. Our nation has gone from a beautiful constitutional Christian republic where God truly shed His grace upon it to an absolute abomination, much like Sodom and Gomorrah, which God will ultimately destroy. As God first removed Lot and his family from Sodom, so will He remove His endearing saints from off the earth before its final destruction. But until then, we must endure suffering. The title of my message stems from Elijah's profound words when he was holding the mantle of Elijah after Elijah was whisked from the earth by the chariot of fire. Elijah said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Elijah immediately received an answer. So I asked in our day and age, where is the Lord God of the Black Robe Regiment preachers that boldly bellowed forth the doctrine of liberty from tyrants who murdered the innocent? These Black Robe Regiment preachers did not entangle their churches with incorporation. They clearly understood the church was sovereign on its own. Every preacher in America 245 years ago used the same Bible, which was divinely inspired in its English language just as much as it was inspired in its original tongue. It wasn't copyrighted by some wretched publishing house that is more interested in its bottom line than the purity and integrity of God's Word. America is reaping the dire consequences of ignoring this stern warning spoken by the Spirit-led revelator, the Apostle John. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, Genesis to Revelation. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. What are we facing now in America and the whole world with COVID? Communism also is a violent plague. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. As the church goes, so goes the nation. It is not the other way around. The churches are supposed to be the gatekeepers of righteousness and the preserver of the oracles of God in a nation, especially our beloved republic. At the day of reckoning, Jesus Christ will not hold this century of churches blameless. Be sure your sins will find you out. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him much is required. Where is God? Part 1. This is sort of piecemealed from other messages that I've preached and things that you've learned from me and heard me preach on. But the big question is, where is God? Our country is being destroyed. They're moving immigrants in, illegal immigrants, flooding the border. You have Canada is locked out. They can't come to America. That border they closed, but the southern border, They're allowing people to just flood in. They're not checking to see if they have COVID. They're not checking to see if they need to be vaccinated. They don't know what their criminal record is. There's no vetting of these that are flooding the border. Unprecedented number of people coming in. And guess what? Your tax dollars pays for their car, their house, and all their amenities, and all their health care, and you pay for it. Their housing, you pay for it. Their schooling, you pay for it. The pandemic, the Delta variant, the thing that has knocked us out and wiped out a lot of people, and some people are even dying over it. The controversy of mandates and no mandates that's taking place, socialism like no other, debt, national debt of $30 trillion, which falls on our shoulders, our children's shoulders, and our children's children, and so on and so on and so on. So where is God in the midst of this pandemic and the CCP takeover of America? What's the CCP? Chinese Communist Party. They control, own Biden and his administration. And Soros, reading an article that Greg sent me earlier in the week, that Arizona is owned by the Mexican cartel. And Ducey, who's a Republican, is just a puppet. If Nancy Politano, if that was her first name, Nancy Politano, if you remember that name, she was former governor of Arizona, then headed up the Homeland Security, and she's the puppet master, and other cartel leaders, a former leader of Mexico, who now, because he's hated by the Mexicans so much, he has to live in Ireland because the people hate him and despise him there in Mexico. Back in the 90s, he was the prime minister of Mexico, or the president of Mexico, and billions of dollars he has at his fingertips in controlling the cartels. Basically, he controls, the controller of the cartels, all the drug cartels. So where is God in the midst of all these things? How did we come to this utter destruction of our constitutional republic? Do you think the election's going to be overturned with the judges that are sitting on the bench? The corruption in the election processes can just progressively get worse. I'm holding out. There's possible hope. But I truly don't think Kavanaugh and the other new justices are going to stand. Where is the God of America of 1776? What happened in 1776? This nation was birthed. Where is the God of America of 1776? Where is the Lord God that birthed this great nation? What do you think? A nation just comes into existence without God's knowledge? That's what Benjamin Franklin said. If God knows that a sparrow, and he recognizes that a sparrow falls from the sky, falls to the ground, he knows every hair on your head, do you not think he takes notice about a nation coming into existence and can allow it or not allow it? How did America come to this point of debauchery, depravity, wickedness, genocide, tyranny? Tyranny! Tyranny! Biden standing up there and saying every one of you need to take a vaccine. Don't you have a choice? Don't we have a choice? Make our own decisions? Especially when it concerns health? depravity. Men wanting to be girls, girls wanting to be men. The homosexual agenda. Drag queens reading to our children in the libraries. And a host of unbelievable perversions and biblical fulfillment of satanic globalism ideology. One world government, one world, the one world order. Words came out years ago out of the mouth of George H.W. Bush, and that's why he only served one term. Nobody wanted his one world government, and he was a Republican. What happened to liberty, freedom, and constitutionally guaranteed, unalienable, God-given rights that our forefathers fought to defend? God is the author of liberty. God is the author of liberty. Do we live under a time of liberty? We may think so, but there's a big difference between liberty and licensure. You're licensed to the hilt. You got to get a license to do anything in this world today. To add on to your house, to put an extension on your house, you got to get a permit or a license. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, it tells us in the Bible. That's on our website. That's on our radio program. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When we move from liberty to licensure, something happened to the Spirit of the Lord. Something happened to the Spirit of the Lord. Let's again examine the events leading up to the surrounding, leading up to and surrounding the chariot of fire that swept Elijah off his feet and translated him to the first or second heaven. Never was he translated to the third heaven. Open up your Bibles to 2 Kings, and we're going to read almost that entire chapter, chapter 2. And you're going to see where I got my title from. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. Elijah and Elijah. Okay? Just look at this close spellings there. But notice that it was understood beforehand that Elijah would be taken up. That's a picture of the rapture. We know beforehand that the saints are going to be raptured out of the earth. We don't know when it's going to transpire, but the Bible over and over again warns us to be ready, prepared, watching, praying. And Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. That means they went together. You're going to notice, Elijah does not leave the side of Elijah. Elijah does not leave the side of Elijah. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? So it was well understood. It was well understood that Elijah was going to be taken. How that was revealed, we're not given that information. But the masses understood that. The believers understood that, because it says the sons of the prophets, these were preacher boys, They were young men learning to be prophets and preachers. And Elijah said this. He said, "Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." And Elijah said unto him, "Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they came to Jericho. He clung to his side. He stayed close to him. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho, other preacher boys in a different city, came to Elijah and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today?" And he answered, "Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." And Elijah, and we learn about Elijah being anointed by Elisha being anointed by Elijah back in earlier in 1 Kings, God told him to anoint. Remember, he went into the wilderness, fasted for 40 days. Most likely he went to Mount Sinai. God spoke to him in a still, small voice. And he fled into the wilderness because Ahab's wife Jezebel wanted to kill him. It was after the big contest between the prophets of Baal and the Lord God at Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baals were slayed because they were false, teaching false doctrine, and that got Jezebel all worked up, and she was determined to kill Elijah. And so God spoke to him, and he also said to him, "I want you to anoint three people. I want you to anoint Hazael, he will be the new king over Syria. I want you to anoint Jehu." Jehu was commissioned by the Lord to wipe out Ahab's descendants and wipe out the name of Ahab and any of his descendants, and then to anoint Elijah as the prophet and his servant to follow him after, as we now know, he's going to be taken up. So verse 6, "And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view," where? "Afar off." Not Elijah, but these prophets stood to view afar off. "And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, his robe, his coat. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground." What does that remind you of? What story does that remind you of? The parting of the Red Sea and Joshua, when they came into the Promised Land, came and did the same thing. They walked the ark into the Jordan River, and then the rivers dried up and the people marched over to the sides of Jericho, and so we see that's another parting here. That's power. Elijah had power of God upon him. The power of God was on him, just like he was on Moses and Joshua. "And they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elijah, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. That's why Elijah said, I'm sticking by his side.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.